It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Recent outbreaks of coronavirus have turned up as retail businesses reopen around the state. In the last week, El Paso County reported 4 outbreaks in grocery stores and retailers, including one at a Goodwill in Colorado Springs. Goodwill Colorado spokesman Brad Hafer says the store put strict measures in place from the beginning, but the virus still snuck through.
For every retailer, people really need to keep those safety measures in mind and be reactive when proactive doesn't do everything it needs to.
More than half of the state's total of outbreaks have been in elder care facilities. State health officials say the shift in flare-ups from nursing homes to retailers is partly because of more testing and a better response in those facilities for older people. Colorado teachers are opposing the drastic budget cuts to education that are expected when the legislature reconvenes next week. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
During a press call Wednesday, teachers worried that their cash-strapped districts will need to eliminate teachers, mental health counselors, and electives. Cody Childers is a middle school teacher in Cortez. He says art, music, and sports are the reason many kids come to school.
So the fact that we're looking at budget cuts that could affect these programs is not only disheartening, it seems almost criminal to me.
The state's largest teachers union wants a pause on costly standardized testing and teacher evaluations first. It points to a poll by Keating Research that shows most voters prefer taxes on top earners to avoid cuts. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Some employees at the University of Colorado Denver will have to take furlough days as that school deals with the financial realities of the pandemic. University staff who make more than $180,000 a year will have to take 26 days off, amounting to 10% of their pay. People making less than $60,000 a year, plus graduate assistants and some other employees, are exempt. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.